WildTalkRadio.com.
Theme song!
This is the Firefly Funhouse! And I want to introduce you to some very special friends that I met along the way.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
Hey guys, this is Renee Paquette.
This is Kane from WWE.
This is WWE Superstar Drew McIntyre.
Hello, this is WWE Hall of Famer, the Heartbreak Kid, Shawn Michaels.
Hi, this is Bree.
And this is Nikki, and we're the Battle Twins.
This is Christopher Daniels, and what I like to do on my off days is listen to the rap, and now you are just...
And it is awesome.
Satisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
I love kickball.
I'm back, taking souls and digging holes.
I'm gonna break you, bitch, you hear me?
You can love, but you can't touch.
Ruthless aggression.
With your host.
They've been lying to you. Heroes don't exist. Y'all become addicted to the illusion of what a hero does for you. Have I mentioned that I was once addicted to eating sponges?
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
And you can just call me Taker.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And she was a wicked, wicked child who spat and swore and chewed tobacco.
I like puppets.
Stickers!
And her producer, Sir Rockin.
My little creatures of the night will now experience the magical art of puppetry.
If you smell...
Ow!
What the game is playing.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
Yowie wowie!
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, youtube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a Prime Gaming sub available, well, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button on the bottom of the screen, and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. I am your host, Lizzie Ward. Joining me, as always, is the ever-faithful producer/co-host/handyman, Sir Rockin.
We're here. We're live. It's a Thursday night. It's, what, 2 days before Valentine's Day?
Yes. So get your things if you don't have them, y'all.
Or, yeah, do it. Tweet us at WildTalkRadio.
Well, those are great.
At Rack Radio Show, at Lindsworth, on WildTalkRadio.com, RackRadioShow.com, or Twitch.tv/WTRLive. Join us live and interact with us live, because we're doing a tier list tonight that I thought I had everything done for, and I'm missing one, and I'm now trying to find a needle in the haystack. So, yay!
Woo! But yes, and if it's after Valentine's Day, go enjoy Half Price Candy Day.
Yeah.
We get a handful of those a year, and it's a half price candy day.
It's a half price candy day. That is for sure. Even though they really don't exist anymore, because they're already on St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. See, the good thing is, if you go to the grocery store, like, they still have it. But like, yeah, some of the other stores, they've already marked it down, and like, they're fire selling it off. But you can find a deal every once in a while.
You can.
Like, that is my plan for Sunday, is to get up and go to the grocery store and see what they have on the markdown table, what's left after like all the people go in last minute and get their stuff, because you know that's what's going to happen.
Indeed.
Not that I need it, but it's, if it's there and there's anything good, I'll grab it. But we have a lot to get into tonight. We have a tier list we have to talk about. We have news. We have notes. We have all kinds of fun stuff. So I say we jump right into the news, brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. And we are going to start with WWE, where the CW is now offering nonstop NXT content. The brand took social media on Wednesday, February 11th, to announce that they've launched a 24/7 channel for NXT that is only available on the CW app.
That's cool. That because the content hasn't been anywhere for a while, so the fact that it is available on there, because they have the rights to the CW, or to the NXT, so it would make sense why it's there. So it's good. Good that there's content.
It's good. It's just, it's when they're, whenever it's like, oh, we're going to put it on the app too, it makes me worry that they're going to move it just to the app.
No, right? It's just, it's all the old, it's all the current content, and maybe they have the old content, so it could just be running. But no, their NXT does great numbers for them, so they're safe and secure.
Okay. Just making sure, you know, you gotta look out for the little guy.
You do have to look out for the guy at this point. Or, yeah, something like that, yeah.
Let's see. Becky Lynch and Seth Rollins have teamed up with LA-based coffee tastemaker Dayglow, investing in the fast-growing brand while also preparing to launch their own white-labeled coffee line, with Dayglow serving as the exclusive roaster. They have their own coffee.
Amazing.
Is it good coffee?
That's a good question. Who knows?
Okay, I'm on their website.
Yeah.
It has notes of Ikea, bubblegum, and brownie. Vanilla cake, melon, and black cherry. Oh god, it's bougie coffee.
Well, yeah.
It's bougie coffee, y'all.
Well,
oh,
yeah.
That,
I mean, that's what it sounded like from the maker. That's what it sounded like, so I'm not really that surprised.
I have to know how much this costs. It's $34 a bag, and it's whole bean, and then you have to grind it.
GG's.
The packaging is cute, but it's $34 a bag, and you have to, plus shipping, because you have to get it shipped. You can't buy it locally unless you're in LA.
Then time to go to LA and get free, buy coffee, I guess. I don't know. Not sure what to tell people in that one.
No.
No? Well,
no.
Worth a shot.
I will just stick to my crappy coffee. Root beer, dates, and molasses. Ugh. I don't know how that would taste.
Interesting.
Stew peaches? No. They have just some weird like flavor combinations. Like, I'm sure they're good, but I'm just sitting here scrolling through them and I'm like, what? What? Huh? Anyway, it's coming out soon. So if you want bougie, expensive coffee, you can get yourself some.
You can get
to Dayglow.
Yeah.
Let's see. Backstage interviewer Kelly Kincaid. Her contract will not be renewed with WWE, so she is heading on her way.
She's a free agent as of Valentine's Day.
Let's go. Didn't one of the interviewers get like a serious podcast or something like that, or a serious radio show?
Megan something or other is a part of the Morant.
Megan Morant.
Megan Morant. She's part. She joined Busted Open.
Ah, okay.
She's part of that
additional.
Correspondent thing. Yeah, that's all that was.
Got it. So good luck to Kelly as she moves on in her future endeavors. AEW will return to Wembley Stadium for All In on August 30th. Tickets will be available via pre-sale on Monday, March 16th. And the general public goes on sale March 20th. So go check it out. Hey, welcome in.
Yeah, good for them. They're going back for All In. So get your tickets to AEW. We'll try to sell it out. So there you go. Anyway.
There you go. Blame Brand?
Yeah, let's go to the Blame Brand.
Bones breaking. Backs cracking. Shoulders snapping. It's this week's Injury Roundup.
Couple bad ones here.
Well, this will definitely mess up Mania season. Braun Breaker is out with a hernia.
# Blame Brand.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Because
it's unclear whether he will make it.
Because no one knows how serious it was. Apparently it was serious where it ruptured. And he had to go in for emergency surgery.
Ooh,
and apparently it was something it's something he had been dealing with. And I guess maintaining. Which would explain why he has not wrestled other than the Punk match in the last 2 months.
So they were trying to get him through.
I think he was trying to heal up. But then I guess working out or the table spot or whatever it was. He ruptured and had to get it. Yeah, his sub had this hernia for 3 years. No fun. Yeah, his ruptured. He had an emergency surgery. So he's out anywhere from 6 weeks to 12 weeks. If not longer. We're 60 days away from Mania. Roughly a little bit more than that, so he could be back, he could not be back. That kind of puts Seth Rollins' plans in flux at the moment. So I don't know, we're gonna see what happens with it. Could pull my... If he's out for that period of time, right, then Seth doesn't have to worry about rushing back.
No, he doesn't.
So it's a lot of, I don't know, could it be, who knows? It's a lot of things up in the air because there's a lot of questions about WrestleMania at the moment because there's a lot of internal discussions about promoting the show to sell more tickets, even though, and because they've only sold 36,000 tickets so far. Again, only 36,000 tickets. Gotta get more tickets.
Well, when you think of what they're seating in 80,000 to 100,000 seat stadium?
A 60,000 seat stadium. That was last year's numbers. So they were about 60,000.
Okay. So they're about halfway to what it was last year, and they're a couple months out from Mania.
It's concerning, but they just started announcing matches. We have one match.
Yeah, but in the past, the problem is that they've sold Mania out with no matches.
In the past.
And the fact that they're...
The tickets were half the price.
Yes, I acknowledge that. And that's probably part of their problem, is that the tickets are so ungodly expensive and the economy is shit that nobody can afford to go.
And it's going like back to Vegas a second. And it's going back to Vegas again.
I just wonder, not to make it about that, but I wonder if the political climate is also playing into that.
That probably plays a part in it, but it's also getting people to travel back to Vegas again. And it's like, you did that experience.
Oh, I know.
It's like, you've already been there. So what's the temptation to go back?
It's WrestleMania, baby.
But you already did WrestleMania. You did expensive WrestleMania in Vegas. Do you really want to go expensive WrestleMania again where the tickets are even higher?
Oh, God, no. God, no. And here's the thing. It's, I promise you, a large portion of it is cost. That even the cheapest tickets are going to be over $100. Like, again, I looked at the ticket prices on the pre-sales for Saturday night's main event in Atlanta when they were here last year. And the cheap seats, the nosebleeds, all the way up to the top of the fucking arena where you could almost touch the ceiling was over $100. It is ridiculously expensive to go to WWE. And I understand that they are trying to make money, that they're trying to pay things off. But there is a breaking point in terms of ticket prices of what people are going to pay, especially if you're asking them to travel on top of those ticket prices.
So on the positive,
you know?
Yeah, on the positive, in the last week, they've sold another 800 tickets. So tickets are moving.
That's great for them. I love that for them.
Yeah, so it will, because they're already up now.
I don't know if it will sell out.
No, but they've, because it's currently set up for 43,000. So once you hit that, they'll open up more, etc. So they're.
I wonder if 43 is like the break even point for them.
It might be.
Like, there has to be that would be something interesting to know, is every year for WrestleMania, like what would be the breaking point or the break even point for the show, and then where does the profit pick up? I would love to see like those metrics, just to understand how WrestleMania works, because it's like, how many tickets do you have to sell overall? Because it's also putting in, you know, all the merchandise money, like pretty much everything they do that week that they're there, right? Like all the events, all the merch, everything else that they do, the autograph signings, like all of that goes back to them. So it's like, how much money do they make off of that to offset the cost of the overall event that they're holding? And that would be an interesting metric to see, of how much they're making off the show versus how much they're making off of everything else, and where that balance exists.
Yeah, and all the stuff going on that weekend too. So the cheapest ticket available standard admission is $266.80.
God damn.
Cheapest combo ticket is $738.75.
Jesus Christ. That's just too much.
Go to WrestleMania, y'all. Have fun. All right, the other one.
That's just too much. This is way too much. Anyway, let's hope Braun feels better. Feel better, Braun. This is unfortunate because Chelsea Green is out with a ankle injury.
Hashtag blame Brent.
It's either badly bruised or broken. She posted out that it's broken. Who knows if she's exaggerating for dramatic effect or not, but it's unfortunate timing for her.
I really hate this for her. I wish it didn't happen, and I hope it's just really badly bruised and she can get through it and that it's not broken. Because to have it break like 2 months before WrestleMania sucks.
Terrible timing.
So hard.
Indeed.
So feel better, Chelsea. I hope you recover. Well, you'll recover, but I hope you recover in time for Mania. There we go. That's what I meant to say. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we are going to be having our Valentine's Day special. We don't have a clever name for it, sorry. But we're talking all about wrestling couples, and we're going to throw them into a tier list. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we'll be right back. I'm not your boy toy. I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. I make them hot. I make them shiver.
Are you following us on twitch.tv/WTRLive? Do you have Amazon Prime? If so, you can link it to your Twitch account and subscribe to our Twitch channel for free with Twitch Prime. I mean Prime Gaming. Or maybe it's just Prime. It's the easiest way to support us for free.
This just into the CB Radio News Desk. Sources have confirmed that CB Radio will be live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Wasn't this confirmed last year?
Yes.
Then how is this breaking news?
No one said it was breaking news. We here at the CB Radio News Desk are just confirming what has already been confirmed.
To confirm, you are just confirming that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed. We would like to remind you. Always trust the source that confirms that CB Radio is live Saturday nights at 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Confirmed.
Confirmed.
Every Monday night, once Monday Night Raw ends, the Raw post show goes live.
You want to hear a story? Give me a hell yeah!
Join Lindsay and Sir Rockin' as they give their opinions on what they liked,
what?
What they didn't like,
what?
And what left them completely confused.
What?
It's the Raw Post Show.
What?
Monday nights.
What?
Once Monday Night Raw ends.
What?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
And that's the bottom line. Go Stone Cold Simpson.
Like what you hear? Subscribe to The Rack on Apple Podcasts. Just search for The Rack Radio Show. And while you're there, leave us a review and tell us your thoughts on your favorite show on a Thursday night.
Did you know you can use supported creator code ROCKNSOCK in the Fortnite item shop? That's ROCKNSOCK. In the Fortnite item shop. That's a hashtag ad because we are a hashtag epic partner.
You can look, but you can't touch. You keep dreaming on the stars above.
Hi, this is Bree,
and this is Nikki, and we're the Bella Twins, and you're listening to the Rat Radio Show.
Something in your eyes lets me see right through you.
One, two, is this on? Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H. Yeah, you let the music keep playing, Mr. Don. Yo, tell me whose time it is now. Yeah, just kicking it up here.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to our friends over at MBG Films. Check them out, YouTube.com/MBG1211. And if you're listening to us over on RackRadioShow.com, WildTalkRadio.com, or directly on Twitch, thank you so much for tuning in. We greatly appreciate it. If you're on Twitch and you happen to have a free sub available, you can use it here for free for 30 days. All you have to do is hit the little purple button down the bottom of the screen and you can subscribe for free. It is that simple. You can also subscribe the regular way, follow the channel, hang out and chat, or listen to the archive. We are happy to have you any way we can get you. And with that, we are back with our tier list of love because we are doing a Valentine's Day special where we are ranking wrestling couples. These are both real couples and fictional couples that work together. It's a mix. Yeah.
It's a mix. It's everyone who's appeared on television together in some capacity as a couple.
Yeah. Yes. So we are going to go through S through D and rank those couples. Which By the way, can I just say, Edge got around.
He did.
A lot.
He did. Edge got around. A couple other people got around. So
we'll. Some people on this list that got around.
All right. So where are we starting with?
We can do. Let's start with Natty and TJ. Real life married couple.
Real life married couple. What kind of set them as a with a baseline? I think they're a B.
Okay, I can give you that.
Because like they didn't do a lot together on screen.
They were together for like a hot minute when like they first came up, and then I think they did stuff like during the Total Divas run.
Yeah.
Before TJ got hurt. But right, they were they didn't have the grand story that some of the other people on this list had.
Right. So they're good. Like, they were great on Total Divas, but it on television, just kind of middle of the line. So we're going to, that's our baseline. They're a B.
They're a B. Okay. Yeah. Well, let's talk about this next one. Randy Savage and Miss Elizabeth. Considered one of the greatest wrestling love stories of all time.
I mean, that's if we don't put it S, people would be like, what are you doing? So
I think it has to go S because, you know, only so many people get married in real life on wrestling. So, you know, yeah, and then turn it into a storyline. Yeah. So, you know, there we go.
Top tier. They're the top. Yeah.
Trish Stratus and Christian.
They had a decent heel run.
They did. But I feel like that's like a BC. Because I'm gonna tell you, I don't even really remember it.
That's a C. They're a C. They had a run together in this right after WrestleMania 20 for like 5 months.
Let's say, something like that. It had to be like right after Edge and Christian broke up.
No, it was many years after Christian and Edge broke up. Because Edge and Christian broke up in 2001? Yeah, 2001 during the invasion. That's when they broke up. So this came 2004 because Trish was with Jericho, and then Trish turned on Jericho for Christian at Mania. Because remember they had the bet, the dollar bet, and then Jericho was falling in love with Trish.
No, I don't remember any of that.
Oh yeah, so that was a thing.
I don't remember any of that. But I'll take your word for it.
And it was one Canadian dollar. Because, you know, they're Canadian.
Oh, wait. I think I do remember that. Because, like, yeah, they made a big deal about the Canadian dollar.
Yeah, because like, they were trying to see which one could land her. And then he caught the feelings.
Yeah, he caught the feels, everybody.
He got the feels, yeah. All right, what's next?
So, up next, one I do remember. Nydia and Jamie Noble.
They were great comedy together.
This was a fantastic act. I remember loving this. They both did a great job with it.
I think they're the high rank of B.
I can give you that. I can go with that.
I think that's where they will end up falling because I think we're going to have more A-tier people.
Yeah, I don't think they quite hit A-tier, but yeah, they were a really good comedy act.
They had a solid run together. Great comedy team.
Up next, we have Naomi and Jimmy Uso. Where do we want to yeet them?
I think they're with Natty. And TJ.
Yeah, I think I can agree with that, too. Like, they've been on TV together, but, like, their most memorable time together was on Total Divas. And they've kind of been, like, separate ever since. Yeah. So they're married.
Yeah. So, B-tier.
B-tier. Jeff Jarrett and Deborah.
And her puppies.
And her puppies. I don't know what she's doing nowadays.
Good question. They were solid, but I think they're C.
I miss Ride Along. I wish they would bring Ride Along back. Yeah, I would agree they're C. I think she went on to like do bigger and better things in the company outside of Jeff Jarrett.
Honestly, it was kind of a peak until Austin for Deborah's cookies. So we went from puppies to cookies.
Well, I mean, that's what I was talking about. She went from Jarrett to Austin. So, you know, it's...
So, what's next?
Up next, we have Edge and Beth Phoenix.
Huh.
This is tricky. Do they become our first A tier? Because they've done a lot together. They've done stuff together in multiple promotions.
Yeah, they're like A minus. They're not A plus. Like, they're right on the border of B and A. So yeah, we'll put them in A. But they're going to end up like towards the back half of A, I think.
Okay, that's fair. Dolph Ziggler and Vicky Guerrero. This, honestly, I'm going to be really honest. Like, the Vicky stuff with like Dolph
and Edge is some of my favorite stuff WWE ever did, just for the storylines that they told. Like, 2010 WWE was like fucking peak for me. That said, I think Vicky and Edge were just a little bit better than Vicky and Dolph, but Dolph was like a great way to bring Vicky into the company and like really get her over. Not that she needed a lot of help, but like it really helped to position her and get her over working with Dolph. So I would say high B.
All right, to explain it to sub, there's A tier and then there's S tier. S is the top tier.
Like legendary status.
Yeah, that's like legendary. It goes S, A, B, C, and D. Yeah, but going back to it, Dolph and Vicky are B tier. They'll be at the top of the B tier at the moment. Anyway, what's next?
Next, we have Eddie Guerrero in China. This is iconic. This is iconic for a lot of different reasons.
They're S.
They are totally S.
There's no qualms about that one.
No, they're S. They walked so Rhea and Dom could run. CM Punk and AJ Lee. I'm going to say something that might be controversial, but I think they go down in the B category.
Really?
The only reason I say that is because while they are an amazing couple in real life, and I love them very much, they haven't really done a lot together in wrestling. At least as a proper couple. Yes. They're just now starting to tap that. Now, they do have a history together. They did work together prior to Punk's departure and AJ's departure, and I believe they were dating at that point. No,
they dated like a year or two after.
Yeah, like I think they've always said that like her kissing him is sort of what like kicked it off, where she just kind of went for it. So like I have to kind of put them down in the B because while they're an amazing off-screen couple, they haven't done a lot in wrestling together.
Because okay. I think if you go with the other pairing, I think the other pairing with AJ is A.
Talking about Brian?
Yeah.
I mean, I can go there.
I think we just go there and put them, because you baseline it, right?
You baseline it. Like
Punk and AJ are at the one level. The baseline would then mean, because that's where Brian grew and AJ grew before that, they would be A.
They would be A. Because it really, that storyline really helped to launch them, at least her, into another level. And it helped to really kind of make her and establish that crazy chick gimmick that she had. So, yeah, I can totally see that that's an A. Whereas when she was with Punk, she was kind of winding down at that point, and she wasn't going to be in for that much longer before he left. And then she left. And then she left us. Mom went to get milk and didn't come back for 10 years. It's awful. Anyway, Mark Henry and Mae Young. The hand. The birth of the hand that will live on forever. WWE. Oh, God, where do we put it? Chat is saying A. Sub is saying A.
They're B.
Really?
The hand's more of a thing than them as a couple.
Okay, that's fair. I can give you that.
Like, when you think of Mark Henry and Mae Young, you think about it, but it's like the hand. The hand made the relationship. So we were ranking things. The hand would be S tier.
You know what? Honestly, when I think of Mae Young, I don't think of Mark Henry and Mae Young. I think of the hand, and I think of all of her other shenanigans, but I don't think of that. No offense, Mark Henry.
Because all she ended up doing with him was getting injured. Dudley's put her through a table, all the things.
It's what she wanted, though.
She wanted the wood.
Like, I think she wanted the wood, goddammit. Yeah, because they were going to try to be, like, gentle with her, and she was like, fuck that, put me through the table, and they were like, alright. Okay. We'll do what you want, ma'am. We'll do what you want. Follow this up with Steve Austin and Deborah.
Deborah and her cookies. Steve is the heel. Deborah trying to tag along for the comedy heat. They're C.
Yeah.
All right, next.
Up next, we have The Miz and Maryse. Ooh, this is tricky.
They're right on the border.
I feel like they aren't quite A, but I feel like they're not S, but they're like A, but they're at the very top of A.
Yeah, they're like right on the border.
Because, yeah, they've done a lot together. They had the show together. They are the it couple, like there's a whole gimmick around them. So yeah, they aren't quite S tier. Like, I personally love them, but like I feel like they are a very high A.
Yeah, they're above Beth and Edge.
Yeah, for sure. This next one. Oh boy. John Cena and Nikki Bella.
I mean,
oh, this is tricky.
They were S tier.
They were S tier. I will completely agree with that. To land, to basically build the entire relationship on Total Divas and like take the country for a ride of will they or won't they? And, you know, finally we get the big grand proposal where she gets the 5-carat or 20-carat, whatever ridiculous carat diamond ring. And then only for things to fall apart in the end where she falls in love with her dance partner and decides not to marry John Cena.
So D. Dumped.
You're dumped? Is that what it is? Dumped?
Might as well be.
Well, in that case, you might as well move both Deborahs down there because she got dumped twice.
But not on television. There was no wedding proposal on television for them. They're D. Anyway, what's next?
Jay Mello and Sammy Guevara.
C.
Okay.
Bottom C.
Rhea Ripley and Dominic Mysterio. This is like an A.
Yeah, they're A. They had a good run.
Just because of what this gimmick was and the lasting impacts of it and what it did for both Rhea and Dom in terms of the characters in the business is, it just can't be denied. And Dom is still riding that pony like almost a year later, over a year later at this point, I think. So, yeah. You know, can't fault it. Booker T and Charmel.
Booker and his queen. A.
Yeah, I was going to say there's the whole King Booker and Queen Charmel. You can't rule that out.
Yeah, they're bottom A.
Okay. X-Pac and Tori.
Because he stole her from Kane.
That
Jezebel. They're a C. They're a high
yeah,
C.
I can leave that.
I was just going to stick with it. Kane and Tori. They would go into D then. I think. Or were they at bottom C?
I know how it affected me personally as a wrestling fan, so I'm exceptionally biased. Because, like, to me, like, Kane getting dumped, and then they, locked him in the bus, and they sent him away on the bus, and then, like, he had to walk home in the snow. I was like, that poor man! Because I had just... Okay, so fun fact about this. I had literally just started watching wrestling when all this had happened, and I didn't know what the fuck was going on. And so I was like, that poor man, they didn't give him a coat, and they made him walk back in the snow. So, like, I was like, these are horrible people that they did that to this poor man. And then, like, it turned out he was evil, and he could do fire things. So I was like, oh, he was fine. I would give it a C.
All right, we'll give it a C.
I feel like Cena and Nikki need to be in the D category by themselves just because that was like a legit actual public breakup.
All right, that works.
You know, like, I feel like that needs to be the baseline for that. Like, if it was like you were a real couple and then you legitimately broke up in public in front of everybody on national television, that warrants going in the D category.
Okay.
Next. Up next, we have Triple H and Stephanie McMahon.
They're S.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easy.
That relationship launched an empire. Say what you want about them, but that relationship changed wrestling forever. It kind of goes in S tier.
I just saw one for D.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
Oh, I think I know which one you're talking about. Melina and John Morrison.
Okay, so I think they're the image I missed that didn't save. Okay, because I can't... There was one that was missing. Now I didn't know that was the one that didn't save. Okay. Just to put them on there, B.
B?
Yeah.
Okay. They will be added in post-production chat. Up next, we have Otis and Mandy Rose.
they had the crowd until the crowd until the crowd disappeared because of COVID.
Yeah. C. Yeah, I can put it in a C. Like, it was a good storyline, but it wasn't like it doesn't top some of the other ones that are already on this list.
It could have been Noble and Nydia if it had more time.
Yeah, it could have been. It really could have been.
Actually, I found two more for D. So we're good. We have a good baseline.
Okay. All right, cool. Otis and I just did that one. Johnny and Candace.
They're A B.
I feel like they're a really high B.
Yeah, because if you baseline it with Punk and AJ, they've done more on television together, but they didn't haven't done that much more. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, they've done stuff, but he did more before she kind of got signed and before she came into the company. And then once she got signed, they started working together. But it's been very sort of like sporadic and off and on.
Right. And now they're having more of a run together, but it hasn't elevated either one on television.
No. Social Game's still strong though, but no. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Santino and Maria.
Which became the genesis for Santino and Beth.
Yeah.
I would say Santino and Maria is the B.
Okay.
And Santino and Beth is an A.
Okay. I can give you that.
I think just baselining it on, because Santino and Maria were good together.
Mm-hmm.
They brought out some personalities. They gave Maria a chance to shine. But Santino got to Beth, and that was just another level.
Yeah, it was. It was very reminiscent of Eddie and China.
Yeah, but with a little bit more comedy attached to it. And yeah, it worked really well.
Yeah. And then following that up, Maria Kanellis and Mike Bennett. I'm going to say this is an A?
No, I was going to say B.
They've done a lot together, though.
But has it been good?
Of what I've seen of it, no.
I think they're Jimmy and Naomi. They're Natty and TJ. And Johnny and Candace. I think they're all, like, the same. I think that's where they are in it. Like, they're real-life couples who are good together, but not great.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that.
I'm just going baselining off of what he's done.
Okay. I'm not arguing. Edge and Vicky Guerrero. I feel like this is an A.
Yeah, I'll give it an A.
This did a lot for Edge in terms of taking him to another level and bringing him out of sort of that like slut era that he had and into more modern Edge of what we see now. Like, it was a really good transition period for him.
Yeah, so that was Edge and Vicky?
Edge and Vicky, yeah.
All right, Edge and Lita, I think, is then S.
Okay, so this is a tricky one. So technically it's a throuple because it's Edge, Lita, and Matt Hardy.
Well,
and that whole scandal that happened.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I agree. So Edge and Lita, I think, are bottom tier S. Right? Because that did a lot for both, and that was a good boom for both.
I want to hear where you put Lita and Matt.
I think they're B.
Because I was going to put both of them, honestly, in D, because that was a very public scandal and an equally public breakup.
All right, we'll go D. That works for me. That's another one that that was not the ones I thought were going there, but that's good. All right, what's next?
Differing. Dexter and Indy, this is A. This was fantastic. This was one of the best storylines NXT did in the modern era. I thought it was incredibly entertaining. Gave us one of the best wrestling weddings we've had in a long time. Like, no notes, zero complaints beyond after they like changed everything and Dexter and Indy both got called up and they got split up. And now Dexter's in the Wyatt family or the Wyatt Six. You know, it's just a little crazy. It's a little nuts, so. But yeah, to me, it's A. Mark, Marrow, and Sable.
So,
this is
just
a D.
That's all D. Your qualifiers you just did. D.
This is D.
That one hits that quota, right?
That there. Was a nasty breakup.
So, can I just put the other one? Can we put the other one in D?
Well, since it's next, yeah, go ahead and do it.
Because I'm not looking at it. Oh, no, I wasn't even one I was going to put on that one.
Okay, what were you going to put? I'm curious.
So you think Goldust and Marlena would fit in the D category. Yeah, I guess they gotta go D because that was bad. On and off TV, that was bad.
Yeah,
so
that was pretty bad.
Boom. A and
oh.
D. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that wasn't a public breakup, though.
They broke up. It was public that they broke up, though.
But it was on Twitter, right? Or no, people figured out they'd broken up, but I don't think they announced.
They did. I think they announced it. It was confirmed that they broke up and she moved out. But that notwithstanding, they really didn't do a lot together on television. They kind of had their own separate things. So they would have fought. Like, they would have been a C, but because they broke up.
D.
They're next to Cena and Nikki.
We need to qualify when we post this out that D is dumped.
Yes. All right. We got a few more to get through.
We need to call that.
We'll need it.
All right. Tori Wilson and Tajiri. This is cute, but this to me is a C.
Yeah. It's a C. High C, but they were good together. They were made for great television. Throw Regal in the mix. It was great television.
Test and Stacy Keibler.
Oh, unfortunate. C.
Because he died while he was working with her, right?
I don't know while he was he working died with her. No. After? they weren't working together anymore because I think she had left the company by that point. Because he came back around for the new ECW. And I think she left to do Dancing with the Stars.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
They're a C.
Yeah, they're a C.
But it was Testa and his testicles because she was his marketing person. Boy, I love his testicles or some shit like that.
They were funny back in the day. They were on something back in the day.
They were.
Rusev and Lana.
They at one point could have been the D.
And then they got back together. And now they're trying for a baby.
She's pregnant.
Oh, she is pregnant? Okay, good.
She is pregnant, yeah. I think they did a lot of in vitro
Yeah, they did a lot of IVF. And last I saw her, like, post from her, she was having something done in the hospital. But I'm glad that it worked and she's pregnant.
They're low A.
Yeah, they fucked in the tank. I mean, how can you not?
There you go.
Like, props. Absolute props. Okay. ODB and Eric Young.
They are low S.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is S tier. This was one of the best storylines TNA ever did. Like, ever did. This was like the bar for wrestling weddings for a long time.
It was.
Jeff Jarrett and Karen Jarrett.
they're a C.
Yeah.
She works well with him. But
that's the whole scandal.
that's Karen and Kurt. On the other hand, that would have been a D. But
that would have been a D.
That didn't make the list.
That was a whole ass scandal. Anyway, Seth Rollins and Becky Lynch.
B.
I will agree with that. They've done things together, but they haven't done a lot together. And I think we've only begun to scratch that surface.
Yep.
Let's see. Karrion Kross and Scarlett.
So much potential to do something. Not full execution. I think they're a C.
I would put them in the B's just because they have done, they pretty much all they do is work together. And the stuff that they did do in WWE, which is what I saw, was really good. And they're carrying that gimmick over onto the indies and they're working that gimmick on the indies. So I would argue that is a B. Like, it was a really good product, or I shouldn't say product, but it was a really good showing for them. They just kind of got fucked by the writing because they had something in NXT and then they brought him up without her and then they repackaged him and then, like, she was still stuck down in NXT. They didn't have anything for her. And then he, I think, got let go and then she stuck around and then I think he came back and they repackaged him back into what he was and then they could just never get it going. But she worked with him, like, exclusively once he came back.
I'll put it in the end of the B. That's fine.
Okay. Tommy Dreamer and Beulah.
ECW iconic couple. They were in story. They were, I guess, I think high school sweethearts were attempted to be, and Tommy rejected her or something. And then Raven and Beulah were together, and she lost a lot of weight, and then she was with Raven. And then ultimately, Raven, she announced she was pregnant, and Raven was so happy, and they were all jumping up for joy. And then she goes, "It's Tommy's." And everyone goes, "What?" Anyway, they're an A.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Next.
Okay. Bianca Belair and Montez Ford.
We've set the baseline. They're a B.
Yeah, they're a B. Love them, but they are a B.
All right. Next.
Rhea Ripley and Liv Morgan.
Dom and Liv. If I wrote Rhea, it's Dom and Liv.
Oh, it's Dom and Liv. Well, I mean, we could talk about Rhea and Liv too, because technically
That was a couple. Dom and Liv. They're an A.
Yeah, they're an A. That's got legs.
They've done a lot for each other. And finally.
A little Brie-ma with Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella. This is tricky because they're either like. Brie-ma!
They're like A or S.
Like, yeah, they're like. I was going to say they're at least an A because, like, they've done a lot together. They're synonymous together. Like, it reinvented both of their careers when they started working together. They're everybody's favorite wrestling couple, or one of everybody's favorite wrestling couples because they're just cute together. I would say that, yeah, they're probably a high A.
They're right there with Miz and Maurice.
I don't think they're quite.
They're Miz and Maurice.
Yeah, they're Miz and Maurice 2.0.
Yeah, there you go. That's your tier list.
So what do you think, guys? Do you like it? Do you not like it? Let us know in the comments in terms of, like, the Twitters, everywhere else that we are. But yeah, I think we're done.
You think you know me.
We are done. That'll do it for CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Saturday night, we're back live.
CB Radio?
On Saturday.
Oh, okay.
I said next week. We're back live Saturday for CB Radio. 11:30 p.m. Eastern. That's Saturday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for people who remember that's a time for CB Radio. Sunday, WTR Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show. When Raw ends, we're live to talk about it, and we'll be live next Thursday at 10 p.m. Awesome. Eastern for another edition of The Rack. It's Rack Radio Show on all social media platforms. Wherever you get your podcast, just search for The Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com. It's Wild Talk Radio Network. Chat, do you have Amazon Prime? Link it to your Twitch account. It's not Prime Gaming. It's not Twitch Prime. It's just Prime. Click the purple button below the screen. Support channel by clicking it. Do the thing. You can use credit card Rocket Sock. Or
Lynn's M Ward.
When you buy the K-pop Demon Hunters, when you buy all the other collabs, including Honkai Star Rail coming soon and a Nike collab. Because we are
Hashtag Epic Partners. Sub, I'm right there with you, man. We're all getting old, dude. We're all
That's
getting old.
That's why we're 11:30 anyway. Eastern now. No longer 12:30-ish.
Look, I completely respect pushing it forward. You know what? One of the best things we ever did for this show was move it up an hour. Like, this is perfect. But anyway, you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, L-E-N-S-W-E-D. You can check me out on Twitch, twitch.tv/Lynn's Ward. You can follow me on YouTube, youtube.com/@SimmaLynn's Ward. And you can follow me on TikTok, Lynn's Ward Zero. And while you're liking and subscribing and following and doing all the things, head over to Matt's channel, mbgfilmsyoutube.com/mbg1211. Go like, subscribe, and tell him we said hi. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to The Rock right here on wildtalkradio.com. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody who celebrates it. And we will see you next week. Till then, bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.